This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast, and may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised, all glory, all honor belongs to him this night and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we're perfect, all the grace will come to you, but also under that mighty hand today, just thanking you and praising you for who you are, that you are God, and besides me, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. Oh, precious Father, right now, Lord, as we get out of the way, that you may have your way here tonight in the name of Jesus. As we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit to come on in like a rushing mighty wind, lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps here tonight in the name of Jesus. Hide us behind Calvary's cross, anoint his lips with clay. Use us, Father God, for thy glory in the name of Jesus. As we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit to come on in like a rushing mighty wind, lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps. Prepare people's heart to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that would try to hinder the word of God from going forth. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor in the name of Jesus. Thank you for answering prayers and honoring requests, and most of all for salvation to go forth in the name of Jesus. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness, every sin, put it in the sea of forgiveness, cast it as far as the east is from the west. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor in the name of Jesus. We pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible with me, I'd like you to open up to the book of Matthew, chapter 24, and we'll be looking at verse 11 through 14. In the book of Matthew, chapter 24, verses 11 through 14. And the word of God reads, "And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity, lawlessness shall abide, the love of many shall grow cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come." This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of his word. My brothers and sisters in Christ, as we get ready to bring forth the word of God, we ask that you pray with us and for us. And we're going to be talking about, are you ready to face the trying times ahead? Are you ready, as being a Christian, to face the trying times ahead? Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, in 2021, we are faced with uncertainty in the times that we are living in. But God is still a good God. He's still a God that sits high and looks up. He knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. So we are thankful and grateful for the opportunity through the use of the internet to bring forth a teaching message tonight. We are thankful and grateful for the anointing of the Spirit of God to rest upon our lives. Thank God for my wife, Prophetess Lisa Tebow, and myself, Dudley Tebow, as we come together as teamwork makes light, dream, and ministry work. The Bible says where two or three are gathered together in his name, he's there in the midst. So are you ready, as being a believer and crafts? Are you ready to face the trying times ahead of us? Sure, beloved. Jesus Christ warns us of the tough times that are coming for those who, yes, the Word of God says in the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 3, verse 12, it says, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. You see, as being followers of Christ, we will be handed over to be persecuted and even to be put to death. And you will be hated by all nations because of Jesus Christ, the stand that you take, as looking as to Jesus as the author and finisher of your faith. You see, this is a mark of the last days where Christians and the message of Christ will not be welcomed by all people as believers in Christ, even though it may be hard and discouraged at times. When you are or we are very distressed because of our faith in Christ, we must still endure all the way to the end. Again, be mindful of the fact that in the last days before the coming of Jesus Christ returning to planet Earth, rejection of the Christian faith by those who have claimed to profess, it will be another factor or feature, signs of the last days. The question again still remains, are you as a Christian prepared to face the trying times ahead? My brothers and sisters and grandparents, for example, beloved, auditing people are people that simply listen and observe. You see, one of the tendencies of half-hearted Christians in the year of 2021 is to audit the Christian life. They audit the Christian life by attending church or Bible study, but they do not put those lessons to use or practice in their own daily lives. They might profess to follow Christ, but even go through the motions of obedience, but they do not really know God or wants to live in his power. They look to Jesus as the author and finisher of their faith, but in a very low esteem state. Here the Bible says in Hebrews 12, verse 2, the eight clause of the verse, where Jesus is our set example. And he is the author and finisher of our faith. You see, Jesus Christ is warning us as followers of his, even in 2021. It will not be easy being his disciples because you must be fully committed to him. A fully committed heart is a heart that can be trusted. A fully committed heart is someone that has their mind made up that the world is behind them and the cross is before them. So as believers in Christ, You are not to audit the Christian life. You are to live it. You see, half-hearted followers of Christ will not work in the times that are coming. Jesus Christ let us know that we must work while it is day. For night coming when no man or no woman can work. So as believers in Christ, Jesus have called us to be witnesses for him. Are you ready to face the trying times ahead, my brothers and sisters in Christ? Again, we are reminded in the book of Matthew, chapter 10, verse 19 and 20. But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what you shall speak. For it shall be given in that same hour what you shall say. For it is not ye that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you. Yes, beloved, child of God, you will be the mouthpiece for the Holy Spirit. Indeed, you will be a witness for him. Beloved, no one says that it would be easy, but that it is what is in store for every believer in Christ, in the future that lies ahead, in uncertain times as we are experiencing. Beloved, are you ready to face the trying times ahead and even your faith? As people of God, more now than ever, than any other time in history, Christians are losing their possessions, their families and friends. They are losing their livelihood and even their own life. Today, even in 2021, somebody, somewhere upon this earth, they are losing their lives or being threatened because they belong to Jesus. They are being persecuted for what they have done, but simply because they belong to Jesus Christ and profess him to be Lord and Savior of their life. People of God, you will be hated by all nations because of Jesus' name, as being a follower of his. As a child of God, you will be, you can see the hate for Christianity, even in 2021, even in our own nation of the United States of America that we are living in. Here we see even in the political arena, newly elected officials have gone on record of saying that we can worship the way we want to only in our private setting, but not in public setting. We also have seen the persecution of those Christians in the wedding industry. You know, those Christian bakers and photographers who is refusing to do gay, who are being threatened to be placed in jail because of their stand for Christianity. Yes, beloved, we are living in trying times. We're living in dark, evil times. When we look around, even in 2021, there are Christians being fired and persecuted just for living out their own faith. Even here in the United States of America. Yes, beloved, our own government is very quick to say, what we do within the four walls of a building or closed walls is our own business. But we are not free to live out our own conviction in public. Believers in Christ, are you ready to face the trying times ahead? And even now, Bible says in the book of Matthew 24, verse 10, and then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. Yes, many that profess to be Christians will fall away or be offended by their faith. So as a child of God, we are seeing it happening now. We are seeing whole denominations that believe it is very expedient and profitable to them by being politically and culturally correct rather than biblically correct. Yes, these denominations have left and have abandoned the word of God to go along with what the world is saying. People of God, remember what the spreading of the seed represents spiritually. It represents the word of God. Bible gives us the parable of the sower. He sowed seed in different soils. Here in Matthew 13, verse 20 and 21, it says, but he that receiveth the seed into stony places, the same is he that heareth the word of God, and immediately with joy receiving it, yet had he no root in himself. So he only endured for a while. For because of when tribulation or persecution arises, because of the word of God, by and by, he is offended. So as a child of God, because of the word of God and having no root to lean on, not having a firm foundation spiritually, he or she will fall away. As believers in Christ, there are many, even in 2021. There are many so-called Christians who have honored the faith. There are those that have played Christianity, have played the role of being a Christian for the good feelings that they experience. And also because of the promises of health, wealth, and prosperity. There are even those that call themselves Christians only because their forefathers, their families, have always called themselves Christians and have gone to a particular church all of these, after a while, fall away from the faith, especially when the going get tough. Brothers and sisters in Christ, the Word of God reminds us in Matthew verse 11. It says, and many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many, because lawlessness is increasing throughout the land in 2021. And most people's love will grow cold, even in the Christian arena. Yes, we are experiencing lawlessness even today. And God's word is called people, even in the church, are calling God's word outdated, old-fashioned, and unimportant. In other words, they are trying to say that it's not actively being outlawed. Well, I stopped by tonight to inform you that God's word will stand. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but his word will not change. His word is already settled in heaven as well as here on earth. So believers in Christ, don't be alarmed, because one of the consequences of the abandonment of God's principle is the hardness and deadness of people's love for one another, and especially for God in his word. So child of God, the deadening of people's love for other people, even Christians, it manifests itself in the disvaluing of life and a greater focus on one's own pleasure and protection. Yes, I'm going to repeat this because it's bare to be repeated. Child of God, believers in Christ, the deadening of people's love for one another manifests itself in the devaluing of life and a greater focus on one's own pleasure, protection, and a decrease in sensitivity, being sensitive to the needs of people. You see, people's hearts for one another can grow very numb when they are battling with injustice and unrighteousness. We see that the deadening of people's love for Christ, for God, is demonstrated through a loss of conscience, where our mind has been turned to a reprobate mind, to where we believe that right becomes wrong and wrong becomes right. Are you ready, as a believer in Christ, to face the trying times ahead? So beloved, the times of trials ahead and presented around the world today, and present around the world today, it is already given to us in the Word of God, where it says in the book of James, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. And let patience have her way. Yes, we will be tried. God uses trials to bring us to a place of humility. Bring us to a place to where we can turn our focus back on him. The trying of our faith allows testing of our faith to take place. You see, you can't have a testimony without going through a test. Trials and tribulations and even the threat of death, it will really reveal people, Christians, true color. You see, the true believer, the true saved person, believer of Christ, will endure all the way to end. We are not clueless, but we are reminded of the times that we are facing and the times ahead. God's willing, Jesus' terror that we are getting ready to face. Here in the book of Matthew 10, verse 22, it reminds us and says that ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that endureth to the end shall be saved. Also here in the book of Revelation, chapter 2, verse 7, the B clause of the verse says, to him that overcome will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. My brothers and sisters in Christ, are you ready to face the trying times, the difficult times that are ahead of us? It's not time to get ready. It's time to be ready. Because trying times are upon the horizon. Our faith will be tested. Our faith will be tried. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, don't be discouraged tonight, but be encouraged. Preparation is key. Read your word on a daily basis. Have a time of devotion and prayer to talk to God on a daily basis. Immerse yourself into the word of God. Prepare yourself by putting on the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand the wiles, the schemes of the devil. We know the devil goes as a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. So again, we are talking about, are you as a Christian ready to face the trying time?
I hear you talking about what Jesus did for you. Spread your gospel, but is it the truth? Judging people high and low out of self-righteousness. Jesus said, don't judge no one when your stuff is a mess. Live for real,
live for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real,
live it for real.
Live for real,
live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real,
live it for real.
While yours is in the clear. My God, he sits high and he looks low. You'll see more blessings when you hang up the phone.
Live for real,
live for real. If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real,
live it for real.
Live for real,
live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real,
live it for real. about what Jesus did for you. Live it for real. Spreading your gospel, but is it the truth? Live it for real. Live it for real.
Live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
Live it for real.
Live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
Live it for real. If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real. Live for real. If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
Indeed, we have to live our life for real, for Christ. Amen. Again, tonight we are talking about, are you ready as a Christian, as a believer in Christ, to face the trying times ahead, even now, presently, in 2021, and in the times to come. So, beloved, we thank God for each and every one that have tuned in tonight, for those that have taken out their business schedule to call in, amen, to listen to what we are speaking about. We just want you to know we love you, and we thank God for each and every one of you. We thank God for those that will be listening in a later date. Again, we are talking about, are you ready to face the trying times ahead as a believer in Christ? We just pray that the Lord will meet you where you are in faith, and he will answer your prayers according to his timing for your life. So here again, we see that we are reminded in Matthew 10, verse 22, and ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endureth to the end shall be saved. This is talking about the end times, when Jesus Christ come back to planet Earth. We are living in a time and a season where the coming of the Lord is nigh. And if we endure all the way to the end, we are promised. In the book of Revelation, chapter 2, verse 7, the B clause of the verse, it says, to him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Child of God, an untried and untested faith is no faith at all. You see, we all, as Christians, as believers in Christ, will experience testing of our faith in our Christian walk with Christ. Jesus Christ have given us a job to do. Just before he ascended up on high, he had given his disciples, the apostles, some orders, marching orders to do. Even now, as disciples of Christ, he has given us the same great commission to fulfill. What it says in Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 and 20, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. You see, the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all the nations. And then, only then, will the end come. As believers in Christ, the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached. Because God's plan is not optional. You see, when God decides to do something or to get something done, it gets done. God is not like man. God don't have to. He don't have to. He's not subject to man. Man is subject to God. Yet the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole world. Again, for a witness. There are no ifs and buts about it. When God speaks, his plan is gone to be done. It is going to be done right now, and it will continue all the way to the end. You see, the good news about it is that if you, as a child of God, is interested in doing God's will and letting him use you in this process, you have to make yourself available and keep your faith all the way to the end as a child of God. Yes, beloved people of God, the gospel of the kingdom is the gospel, And it is also the message about forgiveness of sin through faith in Jesus Christ. As it is preached in the New Testament epistles. You see, beloved, in 2021, our culture is fascinated with the end time prophecies. As believers in Christ, we look forward to the return of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Yet Jesus is saying this, as he said it before. He will return for his people. He will return and give people, Christians, he will give them their due, what is due them. People will be given over. Before Jesus come back, people, even Christians, will be giving themselves over to sin as they once was in the days of Noah, as they were when they provoked God to destroy the whole earth with the great flood that took place. People will do what is evil because of their mind being reprobate. They will do what is evil and call it good. They will even seek to eliminate, erase all elements of God's law from their lives, and they will live according to how they feel by following their own desire of their reprobate mind. This is the way that it will be, like in the days before Christ comes back again. Again, here we see in Matthew 24, verse verse 11 and 12, where it says, and many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity and lawlessness shall abound, the love of many shall grow cold. The question still remains tonight for you as a believer in Christ. Are you ready to face the trying times ahead? You see, beloved, a false prophet is one who teaches and preaches that which is contrary to the word of God. Yes, beloved, false prophets are everywhere today. They are especially on television and radio and traveling to every country of the world trying to take the spotlight away from the true work of God in the local churches and missions and placing it on signs and wonders of false testimonies of people. Yes, beloved, many Christians have itching ears today in 2021. They no longer do they want to wait to hear the truth of God's word and to obey it. Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 3 and 4, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fable. Yes, people of God, not only will there be false prophets throughout the land, but the love of many will have grown cold. People of God, like the church at Ephesus, many churches today in 2021 have lost their first love. They have become so ensnared by the world influence in which they live in that they have forgotten that they are to live for the world to come, for the world that is yet to come. You see, some people of God forgot, as Christians, that they are merely pilgrims passing through here on earth. This is not our home. Yes, beloved, the world has allured many Christians, have turned their love for Christ into a selfish love for pleasure and self-desire. You see, the enemy of our soul, the accuser of the brethren, he knows that he cannot have our soul, but he can distract us and keep us from being and doing what God wants us to do or to be by filling our heads up, our hands and hearts up with things of this world, which causes the love for Christ to go cold. Bible says in John 10:10, that the thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. But Jesus said, I've come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. So the question still remains here tonight. As a believer in Christ, are you ready to face the trying times ahead? Times of uncertainty. Yes, beloved, the culture in which we are living in is very evil and have become godlessness and secular. We as God's people have been called to be the salt and light of the earth. We have also been called to be ambassadors for Christ and messengers for God. Yes, people of God, like never before in the history of time that we are living in, with this modern technology and with traveling being made easier and easier, and with language barrier becoming less and less, thanks to the use of the computer, the gospel now cannot be preached around the world. The result from the mission fields are very astounding. Here in 2021, there are Muslims that are having dreams about Jesus and are seeking out Christians and are coming to Christ in groves. There are churches in third world countries that are rapidly growing up in numbers, membership. There are great population centers in countries such as China and India that are experiencing a great move of God and his Holy Spirit. Yes, beloved, God is moving around the world today in 2021 like never before. And it is happening at an alarming rate right before our very eyes. You see, Jesus is preparing the world for his return. People of God, in spite of the gospel being preached, people are still ignoring the obvious and turning themselves to things which fill up their everyday desire. You see, Jesus gives a prescription for the church until his return. Have you, as a born-again believer, today in 2021, have you told everyone you need to tell about the gospel? Is your own family, if Christ comes back today? Child of God, are you ready to meet Jesus? As believers in Christ, how are you using that which belongs to God? God has entrusted to you an assignment to do so that you can be faithful in preparing for his coming or return. People of God, God has saved us as born-again believers from our own sin and covered with the blood of Jesus and have transformed us from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear Son, whose name is Jesus Christ. God have saved us as his children from eternity in hell. And he has empowered us with his Holy Spirit so that we might accomplish his will here on earth. Yes, God has given us spouses, jobs, spouses, children, time, treasure, and talent. Everything he has given us belongs to him. And someday, believers in Christ, each one of us will be judged according to our faithfulness to using God's thing to accomplish his will here on earth. Believers in Christ, expectancy is different from being prepared. Preparedness is being ready for Christ's coming or Christ's return. Whereas expectancy is looking forward to Christ's return, expecting it with great anticipation and eagerness. Is your love for Christ very passionate? You see, the bottom line, my brothers and sisters in Christ, as being a child of God, it is about what you are doing today in 2021 that will make a difference in eternity. Beloved, let us be busy about the work of the kingdom of God. Let us not be distracted by the world influence, because the end is coming. Yes, beloved, you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. But see to it that you are not alone. That's why it's very important to study the Word of God. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the Word of truth. Yes, all these things must happen, but the end is still to come. We are reminded that nation will rise up against nations and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famine and earthquakes in various places. All of these are the beginning of birth pains. So, beloved, the church, the body of believers in Christ, we have to understand that if Jesus suffered, we as followers of his will suffer. The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. So we as followers of Christ will be handed over to be persecuted, and even to the point of death. And we will be hated by all nations because of our stand for Jesus Christ. Remember, this is a mark of the last day, that we as Christians and the message of Christ will not be welcomed by all people. As believers in Christ, even though it may be hard when we go through difficult times, when we are very discouraged because of our faith in Christ, we must endure all the way to the end. Against my reminder, rejection of the faith by those who claim or who have claimed to profess, It will be another feature or signs of the days that we are living in. in the last days. The question still remains. Are you, as a Christian, a believer in Christ, are you prepared to face the trying times ahead? Because there will be difficult times. My brothers and sisters, I just hope and pray there was something that was said here tonight that will bring encouragement to your soul and encourage you to go on a little bit further in the things of God. May God meet each and every need according to his will for your life and your family. May the Lord continuously bless you in all areas of your life. May the Lord help you to overcome in areas where you are weak. Because the Bible says, those that wait on the Lord, he shall renew our strength. We shall mount up with wings as eagles. We shall run and not be weary. We shall walk and not faint. We just hope and pray that there, underneath the sound of my voice, there is somebody that has been touched by the word of God. If you're not saying this is the time to get right with God, this is the time to get in right standing with him. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, may the Lord keep you. May the Lord bless you in these trying times that we are living in. May God meet your each and every need, because he's willing, able, and ready to do what is needed to be done in order to keep you on fire for him. God bless you. God keep you. It's my prayer tonight. In that name that's above every other name, and that is the name of Jesus Christ. As we bring this message to a close, we say amen, amen, and amen. If you would like to get in touch with us, amen, by writing us, you can write us at Bustin' Loose and Free Ministries, P.O. Box 92864 Lafayette, Louisiana 70519. Again, you can reach us and ask that you continuously pray for us as we pray for you. You can write us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana 70509. God bless you. God keep you. God's willing, Jesus carry. We'll meet again at the same time on Friday at 6 p.m. God bless you is our prayer. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord.